Welcome back to our YouTube audience. Welcome back to all of us here today. Again, what a joy to be with all of you, and just what fun, just what absolute fun to be in the refreshment, to be in the newness of our day. Let's now pick up with that Wizard of Oz and see a little bit about what he was up to, and then take us into a deeper understanding of things. The wizard, as we know, was someone who ruled by fear. He was very, very fearing in the things that he did and so on in life. And so many times in life, I don't say it negatively, but so many times in life, families rule in fear. Friends rule in fear. Society rules in fear. Churches sometimes rule in fear. And sometimes, particularly when you're not quite sure of what's going on, you're very fearful. You're just very, very fearful. It's not easy at times to be able to know who you are and what you are. But in our second presentation, that's exactly what we want to do. In addition to focusing in on that presence within, we want to give some background to that, just kind of bring in a couple of other ideas, and then expand into our meditation. Let's begin again, first of all, with that wizard. Very easy at times to rule through fear. And yet eventually the wizard was found out. He was considered to be a sham. Probably the worst thing about the wizard was not what the wizard did to others, but rather what others did by way of the wizard. Because the others were what I like to sometimes say, unwitting collaborators. They were unwitting collaborators with the wisdom, with the wizard, because they allowed the wizard to rule them in fear. It's a very important thing to understand. It's so easy for us to give up our power and to allow other people, family, friends, churches, society, to simply rule us in fear rather than accepting that power and presence that is within us. And as we progress, that's exactly what we want to do. So the wizard, although he was found out to be a sham, still had tremendous advice to be able to give to everyone. And that particular advice was, of course, you already have within you what you need to complete yourself. You already have within you that which you need to complete yourself. So just one more time, Dorothy just needed to click her heels so she could go home. No place like home. Or the scarecrow simply needed a little something to really show him what he already was. Namely, he just needed that brain, or seemingly that brain, that diploma, to let him know exactly who he was. The Tin Man, just that clock, that ticking heart. And the lion being simply that strength that is within. So what becomes very important for each one of us is to know that we already have within us what you need to complete yourself. What I'm going to present to you now are a few ideas about what you have within yourself to complete yourself is already known. And I can only give you these ideas as ways to assist you so that you can feel within yourself that you really do have within you what it is to complete you. That you have within you what it is to complete yourself. There's nothing outside of you that will ever complete you. Anything that is outside of you, I don't say it negatively, but is a movement away from that which will complete you, unless it's coming from within you so that you can create what is going on outside of you. So what I'd like to suggest to you, there are three particular passages that I believe to be extremely important that I want to mention to you in ways that will be helpful to you. So let's begin. The first passage I would suggest to you, and I'm not sure how the writer ever thought about this, But I believe that there is one primary line, particularly in the biblical scriptures, that to me probably is the most important line, and it's from the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, essentially what the writer said was, you are made in the image and likeness of God. This is very, very powerful. So in the book of Genesis, you are made in the image and likeness of God. All I can suggest to you is once this is presented, there's nothing else that needs to be said. It's either, well, you are or you aren't. You're in that image or you're not in the image. The good news is you can never leave the image, but you can absent yourself from it. You can, in a sense, turn away from it. For most of us, you can become immersed in activity, all the while moving away from that which you are. And what I'm suggesting to each one of us here is that that's exactly what each one of us is. We are in this image and likeness of our creating being. And it's learning to be in this image and likeness, this all the time, walking around in the world, presence that now is upon us. There's no denying this anymore. There is just no denying this anymore. Either you're with it or you're not. Either you're moving up, stepping up, or you're not. I'm not saying it's always easy. What I'm just saying is it's very, very possible now. And that we should use this as a welcoming sign that this is the image and likeness in which we are created. And more of us now are stepping up to this presence. There is the knowing within us that we are in the image and likeness of the divine. The only thing that stops us is the baggage that's in our way. It's the baggage. It's the old thoughts and emotions drawn from outside of us that take us away from that inner presence. What I would just want to suggest to each one of you is that this really is our movement forward. We are moving forward in the expansion of our souls. We're moving forward in soul expansion, not simply external living. For it's only from the soul expansion that your external living really makes sense. If you get lost in what's going on outside of you, what goes on within you doesn't make very much sense. But when you carry what is within you to what is outside of you, that's what makes sense. That's when you feel that inner peace, being able, in a sense, to go through everything that you're dealing with. It's a matter of being in the image and likeness of that divine presence. The second notion, very simply, is I think the words of Jesus in the New Testament, but really many people have said these words, but I believe that he has phrased it best. Secondly, Jesus simply said, well, the kingdom of God is within you. And I just like to encourage you to say, well, you know, either it is or it isn't. If it is, then it's very important to live this way. It's important to know it as a presence within us rather than allowing the baggage of life to take it away from us, rather than allowing the thoughts and emotions of your life to take you away from that kingdom that is within you. For many of us now, we have decided not to allow that to happen anymore. We're not going to allow the baggage of thought and emotion to take us out of the truth that is within us. We have just stopped doing that. We have stopped doing that. Might I say, to enliven everything else. To enliven everything else. Not that the things out there don't get enlivened, but they get enlivened from within here, rather than from simply what's going on out there. Not that that's not fun and enjoyable, but it's so much more funner when it's coming from within you, out there, because now you're a creating being, you're a creator from within. So the second thing I would just suggest to you from the New Testament, the kingdom of God, is within you. Do you realize the profoundness of these words? You're in the image and the likeness. Well, obviously that's why the kingdom is within you. You're in the image and the likeness. Of course the kingdom is within you. Where else could it be except within you, within your spirit, within your inner place, within your inner goal, within your inner joy? There's one other thing that's very interesting to me too, and that's with Hinduism and Buddhism and Eastern culture. Eastern culture is very, very interesting. Eastern culture, summing up everything from Lao Tzu, the Bhagavad Gita, all of the different books and so on, it boils down really in a sense to one particular thing. And Eastern culture, in a nutshell, very simply says, here you are, and you have within you something that is a part of that. That which you have within you is the Atman, A-T-M-A-N. And your Atman is simply a part of the Brahman. It is part of the universal energy. So that your Atman is simply connected to your Brahman. Just a very, very beautiful notion. It's the same idea that, well, you're made in the image and likeness of God. You're made in the image and likeness. Your Atman is just part of your Brahman, which makes it quite easy then to understand that, well, the kingdom of God is within you. Your Atman is part of your Brahman. The whole yogic tradition, the whole system of yoga is based on these two notions. Number one, the presence within you is a part of the universal energy. And number two, the presence within you guides your external manifestations. The presence within you is a part of that. The presence within you guides that. And the neat thing about this is, very simply, is all of this is the Brahman. All of it is the Brahman. Very simple notions, but these are extremely important ideas. And I'd like you to just focus on these for a moment, that you're made in the image and likeness of God. The kingdom of God is within you. And all of Eastern culture simply says the Atman and the Brahman are one. Within these three notions, I think realistically, we have a completion of thought that is so very important. In world culture, these basic ideas are right here in front of us. I'm going to suggest a couple of other things, needless to say. The first one is from A Course in Miracles. where the Course in Miracles has said very, very beautifully that you're an idea in the mind of God that has not left its source. I don't think it can be said too much more clearly than that. Either you've left your source or you haven't. If we have not, what we simply need to do is kind of buck up. Just need to show up a little more so that we can be more resourceful, so that we can be more outsourcing. But the notion very simply is that we are in this presence. And as you're sitting here now or watching on YouTube, you know that there's just that something within you that says this is true. This is what we're capable of. This is what we are ready to do. You've not left your source. Why not allow that power to truly move you and to be in harmony with it, as opposed to allowing that power to be residual, to be in the background, on the back burner? There's also a very other interesting idea that's been kind of moving around and so on. And I kind of like this notion. It's a notion that several people have talked about, and that is the notion that you have within you what is called the God particle. The God particle. We noticed that that's been in science recently, that God particle. But it's kind of an interesting thing to know that, well, you know, it's in you. You have this God particle. However you want to say it, the notion very simply is, well, you know, that's in you. It's just a matter of stepping up to live from this place and not allowing family, friends, church, society to stop you from living from your place, from your center within. That notion of the God particle, it's just very, very, very interesting. I like that notion. This entire view, you're made in the image and likeness of God. The kingdom is within you. Eastern culture, the Atman and the Brahman are one. The God particle. They are all part of what we would call the immanent approach to God. Not a God out there, but a God that is within you. It's called the immanent approach to God. The immanent approach to God. In this immanent approach to God, you begin to realize that, well, God is within you. I like to say it this way. It's one of kind of the best ways that I know how to say it. The Holy Spirit is that aspect of God which helps you to know that you are holy. Just want to say that again. The Holy Spirit is that aspect of God which enables you to know that you are holy. It's that presence within you that simply allows you to know that you are holy. That this immanent view of God is really the universal energy that is now a part of everyone in everything. We, in our work and so on, we've come to understand that this really, in a sense, is the oneness of it all. It's the oneness. And we're beginning to realize that we have everyone and everything that is just a part of that larger energy. Regardless of what other people say or do, people can live in separation if that's what they desire. We live in oneness. We live in inclusion. And the quality of our lives is so much better because we live inclusively. We live with an understanding that we are all one, that everything is a oneness. And again, regardless of what people say, when you live from that oneness, when you live from that oneness and from that sense of knowing, you just begin to see the unity of creation and we ourselves as co-creators. We are taking our rightful place as being co-creators of the universe. Now, might I say again, religions can be quite helpful. Family and friends can be quite helpful until you're ready to help yourself, until you are ready to come forward and realize that you have that direct path to the divine, that you have the direct path to God. Be leery when people say, this is necessary, as opposed to being helpful. Just be leery between being necessary and being helpful. Many things can be helpful, but the essence of being helpful is that they lead you into a direct connection to the divine that is within you. Be leery if it's going to be a divine out there, as opposed to a divine that is within you, because this is the imminent view. I can only suggest that there's no place like home. There just isn't any place like the home that is within you. And when we move to this home that is within us, we live with the greatest joy, the greatest happiness. It's just so much fun, so much creative possibility, simply living from this place. This place will always guide you. It will always empower you. It will never let you out there to simply dry. It is simply always moving in that very positive direction in life. So what I'd like to suggest right now is that, well, you know, there's no place like home. So let's go home. Again, what a joy it is to bring you into this meditation. Just so much fun, so nice, so inner you. Fully now dedicate yourself to this meditation. As you begin the meditation, again, please begin by simply focusing on your breath. Just some nice movements of the breath, just in and out, in and out. Please begin. And would you now just place your hand over your heart? And just as you place your hand over your heart, would you just say something like, there's no place like home. There's just no place like home. Would you now please go home? Go home. You may place your hand back on your lap. Let's continue the breath. Where is that home again? Oh yes, I remember quite clearly. It's the presence within you. Didn't take quite as long to get back there, did it? Oh yes, that presence within you again. Yes, there it is. There it is. It's becoming familiar, isn't it? The more I visit it, the more familiar it becomes. Imagine that. The more I visit it, the clearer it becomes. Home. It's a place of tranquility. It's a place of clarity. Oh, I see. Yes, I see. It's a place of knowing. I get it. I understand. This is home. This is the presence from which I cannot hide. It's the presence from which I cannot run. It's my home. And it's a place of power, incredible power. It's strong, not in a bullying way. It's strong in character, in understanding, in knowing. It's the most powerful force in the world. It knows. It understands. It's not dependent on anything except itself. Let us now proceed and do the work. Well, are you or aren't you? Are you or aren't you? In the image and likeness of the God Spirit. You can't duck this question anymore. You can't give it a, well, maybe, kinda. No. Are you? Or aren't you? Surely the support of others is so vitally important here. Vitally important. We need each other. We do have to help each other. But it's important to help each other to be in the image and likeness, not to be who we aren't. We need each other, we do. kind of important to get off the fence. And you know, it's the best thing you're ever going to do for yourself. And guess what? It's the best thing you're ever going to do for everyone else. You are quite capable of living in this light. Okay, is it or is it not? Is it or is it not? Can't have it both ways. Is the kingdom within you or is it not? Is the kingdom within you light? Or darkness? Or maybe better said, shady? Are you happy to be in the light, to be in the light of that kingdom within? That aspect of God, the Holy Spirit, which allows you to know that you are holy. Wow. Wow. And what about that view in Eastern culture, summarized in A Course in Miracles very beautifully? You're that idea in the mind of God that has not left its source. These are powerful thoughts. But more than that, they're becoming your very powerful reality. There's no place like home. 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 Home, home, home. This is me. This presence and power within are me. This is the self that I've always aspired to become. I've wanted this more than anything else. And now it is with me. I am it. It is me. I love the self that I am. I love the self that I am. And I aspire to illuminate the selves of others. That's what I most want to do. May you now sit for a moment and simply embrace yourself. This is me. This is the I that I am. The all-powerful presence from within. The all-powerful presence within. The all-powerful presence within. Return now to the rhythm of your breathing. What a joy it has been to truly know ourselves as the light and power of life. What a joy. What great, great, great joy. That presence within, illuminating and powerful. What joy. And just when you're ready now, bring that attention back into the room, into your body persona, opening up its eyes and allowing that wonderful power from within to emanate through. I thank those of you who have watched on YouTube. May you go home each and every day, enjoying the beauty and the power within you, so that you might live it so creatively outside of you. Namaste.